Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right,
yeah.
It's episode
230. Ah. Me too, to sortie. 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Fucking comedy cold over here.
What did he
say? How are we not picking up awards? 2:30. Ah, come on.
What's the joke there? What's the
doctor's favourite time?
2:30.
Yeah.
Not the dentist's favourite time?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Fuck that one.
Right, though? Is it not the patient? Like, is it not something to do with the patient? What's the patient say to the dentist?
2:30.
This is the opening to our podcast. If anyone has never listened to this podcast before, they make it past this.
It's a miracle if they make
That's
it past
why
this.
I'm not getting new listeners.
Listeners.
Listen, it doesn't get any better than this, so strap it in.
Yeah.
It's why we don't get new listeners. They just stay because they just have to get over that little bit that they know that the good stuff's coming. Yeah. But the new people are just listening to 2:30 and they're like, I'm gonna bounce and listen to, well, I don't know.
The theme of disappointment continues. We talk about not winning awards.
Yeah.
Joe not getting the phone picked up from his famous friends, of which there are now multiple.
And they all seem to be very successful.
Very successful.
Like, yeah. And not just like, oh,
Darren not being famous enough to
be on Honest Celebrity's dreams.
Yeah. Kind of like we work around how we can give me good PR to navigate in that direction.
To grow, to build.
To build.
And if you'd like more disappointment in person,
oh,
where should you go?
Go on to Ticketmaster and buy tickets to see us live in Vicar Street on February 12th, and you can experience our disappointment in person.
There might be a tripartite cutout.
There might be.
Because there's a Barry Keoghan one.
You just never know with these style at live shows, do you?
I have a feeling Joe and tripartite is going to come up with that live show. Just feel like it's
Jesus,
we're
going to
gravitate towards it. I think me and Darren are going to sit down, come up with some way to take the piss out of you, and it's probably going to come back around to Troy Barra. Maybe not. Who knows?
My good friend Troy.
Stick around, folks. You don't want to miss it.
No, you don't. We were down at the podcast awards on the Thursday.
I
was at that Ireland match.
I
was there.
You weren't.
Flying the flag. Well, I said last week now that if I go to the Ireland match, it'd be good for the podcast. And if you was go to the awards, it'd be good for the podcast. Tried to get a sponsor and all, didn't happen.
They said on the invitation to the podcast awards, they said it was smart casual. So I just wore runners. These lads show up wearing bleeding tuxedos now.
He was so panicked. Like,
did you have a blazer on?
We got there and I had a suit bag. It was just there. A kind of more casual blazer jacket in it, like it wasn't a full suit. Like, but when Joe saw me with it, he comes running over. He's in his running. He's like, "What? What?" I thought smart casual. He didn't even have a belt on.
Yeah, me jeans were like hanging off me.
and had white socks. And I just wasn't prepared for it, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't prepared at all.
And yeah, he was worried.
He didn't look like a drug dealer.
Worried his shirt was too creased. Worried, should he button it up or open it because he had an undershirt on? Or did you? Or you?
I can't remember.
So did you go was pretty much the way you are now?
Pretty much the way I am now. Yeah.
Did you wear them runners?
Nicky Bone was there and everything.
No way.
In a suit.
In a suit. Everyone was in a fucking suit.
With the sleeves slightly rolled up, he went for a bit of a Miami Vice look.
That's the kind of casual aspect of the smart.
Yeah. The it's smart the is sleeve. The short, the casual is the roll.
Mm. Did you wear them Air Max?
No, I wore the black Tesco runners that I have.
Oh, yeah. Them chats.
Oh, God.
The black Tesco runners I have. Oh, yeah. Them yokes.
There was an open bar. In the bar outside, there was a pub, a bar outside. I said, mm-hmm. I went in and Owen was going to pay for a pint inside. Mm-hmm. And I said, there's a free bar outside. So then I brought him outside.
But that's, he's kind of glossing over it there. We had to walk out, go outside the pub, out the front of the hotel, mm-hmm. around the side, through this big area with loads of people in it. And then through another set of doors, through the little pub. And then we get up to the, and I was going to buy him a pint as well. And we get up to the bar and
wouldn't serve him.
Where Joe promised they were all free. And Joe orders the pint, and as they're pouring the pint, asks, he notices people are paying. He's like, is it not free bar? Like, no, that's over.
Over.
And then he ended up paying for his own pint. So and he was gonna get a free pint.
And to add insult to injury, they pour it into a plastic cup.
Guinness.
And then I end up pouring it from the plastic cup into me old Guinness glass. It was not a nice, but it was a disaster. It was a total disaster. And I could have got a free one off Owen.
Did you get one in the end?
I think so. I spent most of the evening just winding them up, which was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Who were you sitting with?
Well, we were sitting there with two other people from Go Loud. Darren Cleary, Siobhan Walsh, and Ruth.
Were we fed?
A bit of finger food, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Bits and pieces, yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't have any of that. There was like a table with all food on
canapes.
It. Canapes, yeah.
Mm.
But I fucked up. I paid for food outside first. I made all the wrong decisions that night.
He did.
Shit the bed.
It actually wasn't a bad award ceremony. It wasn't stuffy or anything. It was good.
Yeah, it was nice. Instead of having sit-down tables, they had like stand-up tables.
Mm.
So it was kind of...
So no one was sitting? Well, there was it tall optional?
Stools.
Optional?
Tall stools, optional, yeah.
Mm.
You wouldn't look out of place if you stood up.
I like that option.
Yeah.
I like being able to stand. I actually prefer to stand up.
Yeah. And we were nominated in the entertainment category, which we did not win.
Obviously.
Didn't even get top three.
Really?
No.
Who won?
Young Hot Guys.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. Shane
Daniel. The Late Late Show and an award.
All over it. All over it.
Yeah. It was an interesting ceremony.
Who got second?
Don't remember.
Third? Don't remember. If you don't remember second, don't remember third.
If you're not forced, you're last.
Remember we went to a podcast awards before and we were kind of like, I think we have a good chance here.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly feel like the stars are going to align. I think we have a great chance here.
I'm never hopeful for any awards or anything like
that. Nah, definitely not. But did it go from like third to first on that one?
The one that last week?
It was like in third place. Yeah. Is that what that one was as well? Yeah.
Yes.
So when we were at was the same, it was like third to fourth, like, and I was like third, blah blah blah, second, blah blah blah, and we were like punching each other and kicking each other out, weren't we?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this is the one. And we didn't even get fucking third.
I know. Well, the fact that we didn't get third or a second, that's when I started to think, oh fuck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
we should
I was
win
like,
this, like,
oh, here we go.
If I'm not third or second.
Like, obviously I'm always licking my lips ready to get up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But it was good.
Any Go Loud winners at all?
No.
There was a third place.
Shit. Yeah. And like, so...
There was only seven awards. It was a strange ceremony. There was
seven
loads
awards,
of nominees.
Loads of nominees in seven categories.
Yeah, yeah. They announced there'd be a very special surprise guest to
Nicky
present
Bourne.
One. And then they forgot to bring her out. It was Kevin McGarner and Louise Cantillon doing the presenting. They're very funny.
Louise from here?
Yeah. And they forgot to bring her out. And then I was like, who could it be? In the second half, do you know Mary Wilson from RTE?
No.
You'd recognise her from Nationwide, isn't it? Anyway, she gets up and walks across the room.
It was her?
Then she went behind the curtain and comes back out again. Like, Mary Wilson from RTE. Okay. And she just got up and said, I love crime.
Oh yeah,
she meant to say
yeah,
true
yeah.
crime.
I love crime.
I love crime.
I love crime. Yeah. I love riots. I love when there's crime. Riots.
Oh, what a
just in general, just love crime in general.
It's the best. Isn't crime the best?
Isn't it great just going onto Twitter and saying crime?
It'd be terrible if there was no crime.
There's Dave Moore.
Where? Go away. Fucking just chatting. Just sitting down at a desk. But there was a buzz in the air because at the same time as the ceremony, Ireland were beating Portugal.
Which I was filtering at. Through, yeah.
Yeah, people were whipping their phones out.
Troy's had to score them. Yeah, Nicky Byrne was keeping us updated.
Nicky Byrne, yeah.
It was the best football match I've ever been at.
I'd say so.
Oh, by a mile, like.
Yeah.
Including, like, Old Trafford and that, like, and any match I've ever been at was the best.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. It was mad. It was mental. It was absolutely mental.
Was it?
It was mental.
Even
like,
in the VIP area?
It wasn't even a VIP area. There was no box like we were at down below, which was better. I much preferred it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, I felt back to my old self. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But unbelievable, man. My God. Unbelievable, Jeff.
I'm jealous.
I know how you feel at Shell's matches. Do you know that? Like,
yeah.
Pure excitement and adrenaline, and everyone's like, when I was celebrating the goals, because I brought me mate, like, because you couldn't go, I was just grabbing them. We're just grabbing each other, like, and nearly ripping each other's jackets and just jumping up and down, like, and it just switches. Like, I wouldn't fucking normally do that, like, do you know what I mean? Because of the occasion, and it was just mental that we were just like nearly killing each other, getting each other in headlocks and all.
Yeah.
The little boy in us comes out.
Yeah.
The excitement. It's Christmas. That's what it is. It's like,
and what did we say? Like, obviously, we recorded and everyone listening would have known the result. Like, we didn't give them a chance.
Completely wrote them off.
Who gave them a chance, though?
Oh, he didn't.
Even the pundits didn't give them a chance.
Playing Portugal, like, when we didn't beat Portugal away, I was like, that's it. Well, you know, it's over. It's all over.
But the two matches, results off the two matches were out before this came out.
Because he played again on Sunday. They played Hungary on Sunday, yeah. And Troy Parrott got a fucking hat trick. Sure, Henry Keane was down at the Bridge Tavern.
Was he?
Did you see his tweet? Yeah, he was at the Bridge Tavern, like, interviewing people. And everyone was locked, obviously, like, for jeez. I was like, Henry's like, and what was Troy like as a boy growing up? It's like, I'm late.
Troy Parrott Airport, yup.
Oh, man. He's after cementing himself into Irish legend now. There's no getting away from that. Like, he's just there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's up there with, like, you know, the legendary Roy Keane performances against, like, Portugal and Holland. And
I've goosebumps on my arms thinking about that fucking last goal going in. 96th minute. Like,
mental.
Where were you when you watched it?
Uh-huh. That's what I'd be asking everyone. Where were you when the goal went in?
Do you know where I was? I was watching it on a phone in the very furthest corner of the playground in St. Anne's Park.
Oh, I was watching at home.
And I was watching it on silent because I had accidentally double booked myself a long time ago to go to this thing. My daughter was going to meet loads of her little friends and their parents and all this. And I said, oh yeah, sure, I'll go along with that. And then when the time came, I was like, oh, bollocks.
Yeah.
And I obviously strongly considered saying, you just go on without me, but in a few days, I am going away from home for several days again for Shells after Holland this time. Did it last month. I was like, probably, ditching the family for football an awful lot. And so I got to see like the first hour and then I went, and when I got there, I'm there trying to get signal because in that park, you just can't get signal.
Black hole, yeah, it's a black hole.
And you're trying to watch the RTE player as well, like a live stream. Like, it's not, you know, and one of the other dads who was there, he's like, it's recording at home. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. He's like, don't tell me. So I was like,
that's a good show.
I had to be discreet about it as well. We scored. I couldn't even celebrate. I was just like quietly. God.
There's no getting away from that. He had to know before he went home.
I know, but then I tried bottling in, and other people around the playground obviously were up to the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Kids falling off swings and sliding their friends.
Parents running around.
Yeah, and people started cheering, and your man goes, what? You can tell me, we win. I go, yeah. And he goes, Troy Parrott score. That's like,
did he score?
Well, I was like, yeah, every single one. Three goals, 96 minutes. And you can see, like, and we both just looked at each other for a moment of silence, like, we're in a fucking playground.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
And I just went straight home and just watched it over and over again the last 10 minutes or so. Just brilliant.
I've watched it so many times.
Oh, boy, yeah. Every bit of it.
Like, it keeps coming up on TikTok, and every time it comes up, I just stay on it. Don't, like, scroll it. I just, like, watch it every time it pops up, like.
The fucking desire from every player to get that fucking Scales breaking his neck to get a touch on the ball. Troy Parrott stretching his leg out, get his fucking baby toe.
Better than Man United winning the Champions League in 99.
It was to qualify for a fucking playoff.
I know.
It's so big, man. It's so big.
I was there with Dara, Guinness Goro Curran, and Tadhg Fleming. We got a photo. He posted it. Dara posted it and we collaborated on it. People weren't happy that we went and took. They were saying that we took tickets away from fans.
What the fuck? Sure, you're the fan.
I know.
Fuck off.
Me Howell. Someone even called us. Now, this is someone else, not me saying it. Called us gimps.
Well, that's true.
I don't even have a gimp suit.
Or just have a ball. It's only a ball in the mouth. It doesn't make me a gimp. You should get one. I'd say you're wearing leather jacks right now.
Stop.
Under the trousers.
Sweating. Shaving. Boils everywhere.
Puddles of sweat.
Oh, fucking hell.
Gathering in the gooch.
I can't get that image out of his head now. It's like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all. There's one for you. Brilliant. Woohoo. Simpsons. Woohoo. Who's your favourite Simpsons character?
Mine's Maggie. Era Simpsons quote that, you know.
Huh?
Post golden era.
That's a great episode. It's like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Yeah, stupid sexy Flanders. That's brilliant.
Oh, more football updates. The new Shells kid is out and it's lovely.
Oh, brilliant. Let's skim by that one.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. It has a collar.
It does.
It has a collar.
Chadwick's.
Go on, the lads.
Get us a free one, will you?
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that? Famous like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odour protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
You watching I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out Here?
I am not. Who's in it? Do I know any of them?
I just love to be on that show. I think I'm going to manifest it. So I've said this on episode. What episode is this? I just need to like do more though. To get there. Do you know?
Like, I can't believe that's like the peak. That's the dream.
It is.
It'd be so disappointing if you went on and you were forced voted off. Like, fuck, I've manifested this and I've only episode been here for 2 days.
Manifest that episode 230. You can go back to this now in another 5 years. But again, I have to do more. What could I do outside? What I need some publicity, like good publicity.
If I was to give you publicity, if your goal was to just become famous.
Well, I don't know.
You could become hated.
I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to just be famous. Like, I'd rather like do something, and then get that. Well, I don't know what the something is.
Fame.
Yeah.
Get a gig on Fair City and then from Fair City make a leap to Coronation Street. And if you're on Coronation Street, it's like part of your contract that you have to do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, it seems. Because half of I'm a Celebrity.
Andrew Maxwell was on it.
He was?
He was big at the time though.
Yeah.
And he still is.
You could do comedy in the UK. You go on a few panel shows. Would I Lie to You?
I think we could get it out of this podcast.
Get famous off the podcast.
Like, look at Vogue Williams, My Therapist Goes to Me. Like, it's obviously humongous. Like,
is that gone now? She has a different podcast now.
I think she's about 10.
10 podcasts.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Just get 10 podcasts.
You already
have
I've
got two. Now I just need the gardening one.
The gardening one and the... Become
a
magician.
I was thinking of just eating kangaroo balls on YouTube.
I'd subscribe. Stream. Do more. There's a fucking streamer on it. Stream games.
I have to get a gaff force for that. I've no room.
Streamer on the street. Be a street streamer.
Street streamer. Get a couch, put it in at the Spire.
Yeah. Or just walk around.
I'll use my portable TV from Lidl.
There you go. There you go.
Lidl. That's a big dream of mine, yeah. To go on. Forget the Oscars. Forget all that. I'm a celeb to get me out of here. What can I do? How can I get there? Give me something. Come on. A man in the industry. Tell me what I need to do.
Take it on, I'm a celebrity. What do you mean what you need to do?
Date someone famous.
You mean
you need to break the UK to get onto it.
So your real question is, how do you become more famous?
How do I get into the UK market for them to say, do you want to come on, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here?
You'd probably have to be in the UK.
That would help. Yeah.
What if I use a green screen and pretend I'm in the UK?
Yeah.
Do you know who could get on it?
Tell me.
Frankie, Meditations for the Anxious Mind.
Because he's in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him on it. And then I'd be fucking upset about that. I'll be ringing him at 4 a.m. and all. Then, yeah, if you are here, like, and not in London, I'd jump through your window, pal.
So we'll get you famous by go over to London and meet up with the lead singer from Fontaines DC and fight him.
Have a scrap in the UCC
and go fight him on the street, and then your name will be all over the paper. So it'd be like internet comedian Darren Conway fights Fontaines DC lead singer, and then your name will be everywhere. People will want to interview you. You'll be on This Morning over in the UK, which is a big deal. Blue Peter,
Lorraine, is that still going?
All of them. You got to go on all of them.
And why did you do it, Darren? Just wanted to get on and slept to get me out here. Well, congratulations, because you're going on now.
Yeah,
I'd win it.
Yeah,
if I got on that, I'd win it.
Would you?
Oh yeah, all day and night. Not a bother.
How do you win it?
But just be a fucking legend.
You have to be voted to win it. Yeah,
just be sound.
I think you think that, but then
you go in, you're like, how's everyone? There's so many people here.
The sleeping would be hard. The food, not eating, all that shit. Like the dinner, you have to cook yourself.
Like, I'd get annoyed, like, and I'd come across very bit of a prick, like.
Yeah.
Just true tiredness and hunger. I like my food and my sleep. And then things get stripped away and you just end up eating rice, like.
They probably wouldn't understand you, all the Brits. What's he saying?
What's that?
What's he saying?
Do you want to go for a swim?
I got 10 stars.
How many stars did you get? 10.
What's a star?
What's a star? Is he a pirate?
That's what they'd be like. They wouldn't understand you.
Mm. I had to eat kangaroo Mickey.
We had to eat the langur. Do you know where the langur is? It's flu.
I only got one star because I can't swim and there was a load of eels around me neck.
I don't like closed spaces.
Why do you keep get me to do the trials? Did you see Troy Parrott scored a hat trick? Trick. Especially if they're American, there's always a Yank in there. Jack Osborne's in it. He's half Yank, isn't he? Half British.
Jack Osborne's in it.
Yeah.
That's a big get.
He died, like.
Yeah, that's a big get, I think. Mm. Now, in fairness, what the fuck has he done his whole life?
Crazy, but that's how it goes. Wow.
Millions of people. Lily Allen. The next person to date Lily Allen, they'll be super famous and they can go into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's your plan.
Marry Lily Allen. That's, not just date her, marry her.
I mean, that's arguably some 3D chess stuff. And what if she doesn't
have
this?
A triple, yeah.
And then cheat on her.
Ooh.
The most talked about man in the world. Like, who knew David Harbour? Not me.
I know him.
I know you. If you didn't watch Stranger Things,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know him. And even if you did watch it, he's like a peripheral character, isn't he?
You're not going to say, oh, David Harbour's in that. You're like, there's your man from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Now it's, there's your man who cheated on Lily Allen with Madeline. With Madeline.
Who's
she? Oh, fuck's sake, Darren. Catch up.
Fill me on the latest Hollywood gossip, Joe.
This is not late. This is old news. Madeline. This shit. Madeline is the pseudonym that Lily Allen gave to the girl that David Harbour cheated on her with.
Oh, so she's not being named?
No. Not it's officially. A fake name. That would be slander.
So she's just calling her Madeline.
So she's just calling her Madeline, yeah. And who the fuck is Madeline? And it's the best album that's been made in about 20 years, I'd say. 10 years at least. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind it, everything. Lily Allen back to our best.
Juicy.
I love it.
Hot takes. Left, right and centre.
Poor David Harbour. Fuck him. But he would get onto I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They would love to have him.
Oh, he'd like be on it in 2 seconds if he reached out.
Easily.
Easily.
And that's all you have to do. So book your flights to London. Fight Fontaines DC.
All of them.
Have a night out with Lily Allen. Just get photographs.
Get popped.
That's all you need is photographs with Lily Allen. And you'd be... They'd come knocking.
I'd just say, I really want to tell me story on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And then they'd be perked up and they'd be like, oh, get him on.
He wants
this
to tell
be
a story.
Great TV. Like, and then when I got on, I'd just be like, I had to eat kangaroo balls. Two with them. Was on a cocktail stick.
What the fuck is that
saying? All about?
I can't understand a word he's saying, this fella.
Shut up, you.
Ginge. You big Andrew Ginge.
I just went on and flipped.
Oh, stop. I'd win it. And then you go on, you're just a dickhead the whole time. Like,
I'd win that, no bother, yeah? See fucking you. You're at not born in the rush you did not.
You big idiot.
Imagine going on.
Get David Harbour out of here. We'll get him in a headlock. Little Stranger Things.
I'd love that, man.
Anton Deck.
I would love that.
Anton Deck.
Oh, hey.
Comes out and they're like, I'm being voted to do a trial. Well, I'm not doing it. Yeah. Because no one in here understands me.
Darren, you have to be evicted. Yeah, well, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not crossing that bridge. I'm staying
no one
here.
Even here at the end of it to see me. Amy's like, packed our bags and everything. Like, this fella's a lunatic. He was grand before he went in there. Killed him, it did.
You've tried everything to get in there and then you just like ruin it for yourself as soon as you step onto the island. I'm not jumping out of the helicopter. Be nice, wouldn't it? Would you be an alpha or would you kind of sit into the background? Would you put yourself forward to do the tasks?
No, just sit there.
You just want to be there. Like, you don't want to do anything.
I just want to sit there and just experience it.
Just looking around.
Just to be like, what's up?
Fucking hand on deck.
What's this crack? Why am I here? I don't know, I'd win it.
It would be random seeing you. Just sitting on one of the beds. Would you give up a bed? Would you, if I went there, I feel like I'd be too nice. I'd be like, ah, no, I'll sleep on the ground. Don't worry, I'll clean the dunghy. Is that what you do? They clean the dunghy, the dunghy. Toilet?
Yeah, I'd probably just be fucking, I'm not doing that. What do you mean, girl?
I'm not doing them tasks.
I know, it would be sound. Be sound out.
I couldn't fucking, I stunned. Stunned.
So you had to leave, like?
Yeah. Are you smelling yourself?
These bleeding tops, like, they bleeding make you sweat something.
They draw it out. They draw it out, the sweat.
It smells like weight.
Sweat does smell like weight.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes when I'm at home, whether I'm sweating or there's bags of weight under the fucking floorboards or something.
Amy's in the other room.
Like that.
Puffing her head off. That's one thing that I was talking to you about last week was having to smoke in that scene in the short film that I'm going to do. I also don't know how to hold a cigarette.
When you watch a film and someone is smoking and they, like, if you're a smoker, you know that they don't smoke.
Yeah.
Like, it's very noticeable, like, the way they hold it. It's like, they're holding a fucking banger or something.
Wait, do people smoke between their two fingers like that?
Yeah. Not like, you don't do it like, I'm smoking. You know?
What do you, like that? Kind of like that?
I kind of used to hold it like in between two and then rest it on the thumb.
Like a
sort of like chopsticks.
Yeah.
And then just go like that. Haven't had one in 2 months. Do you know that?
Good man. 2 months.
2 months.
Fair play.
Do you remember I was asked to do quitting smoking journey on this podcast that would have been paid?
Oh, geez.
Are they still out there or?
Jump on that now.
Because at the time I was like, no, not giving them up.
You should start smoking again just to get back in touch with them.
Mm. I'm vaping though. Not a lot, but like I should probably give that up next.
Do you feel a difference in your lungs?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you?
Mm,
do you feel definitely. A difference in the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I done the... Do you remember we were talking about the row that you could do 1,000 meters in like a minute and a half or something?
Yeah.
So the ski, you know the ski?
Yeah.
That would be kind of similar in endurance. So I suppose like, what did I do? 4:25 was 1,000 meters in 4:25. I could have done it in quicker than that, like. But he was like, just keep it at 50. Or like the pace, like.
Maintain the pace, yeah.
Maintain it at 50. So I did do that, like. But I felt like I could... Give it a good whack, I'd probably get it under that.
Nice.
4:25. Not bad. Could be better.
Will you run the marathon next year?
I do actually want to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do want to, yeah.
Set that as a target, man. Set that as a target. Do that. Do that for me.
I was looking at the tickets. They're going out next week or something, are they? The raffle.
Yeah. You'd get one, no problem. Like, everyone buys tickets, but then, like, so many people drop out, they can't do it for whatever reason, and then they'll sell their tickets. Like, you get a ticket, no bother.
Where's the, what, is that just appear on the... Dublin City Marathon website when on the day that they go out you just click on and got join a queue, is it? Or
I don't know because I just got mine the week of the
160
marathon.
Is it? 160 quid?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. Which I never understood. Like you could just go and run.
I was talking to the fella in the gym and I was like, I do want to try it. Like, so is it a commemoration to 1916 or something next year? Ooh, there's a 1916 marathon or something like
probably
that.
Probably 110 years since the, it will be 110 years.
I'd like that medal.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of just want it for the medal though. I want it for the photos and to be like,
That's what everyone does it for.
So I just want to be a part of that.
Not impressive. There's someone I know that ran it and didn't post about it, but they didn't train for it. They just ran it to see
really?
How they did.
And did they do it?
Mm-hmm. Like 3:30. Yeah, I'm
3:30.
Yeah,
3:30
yeah.
is like
half the time.
Very
you
good.
I know. Come on, that's 7 hours.
Would you do it again?
Would I do it again? No. Why? I mean, I would, but if I
it's
had a
chore.
Reason to do
it's a
it.
Chore.
Yeah. I don't want to do it again, if that's what you're asking me. I don't have that desire. I never had the desire. I just had the desire to prove people wrong.
And he did?
Yeah.
What was your time again? 5.5?
5 something, yeah. Nearly 6. Sub 6.
If I can beat that, I'd be happy.
I'd be impressed.
I don't think I could beat that. Or I'd say it comes similar, like. In and around, probably more. How long have you got?
How long have you got? As long as it takes.
Doesn't matter, like they'll hold off until the last person crosses the line.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in 10 hours.
Somebody has to be last.
Oh God, imagine being last at a marathon.
I was close.
Were you? Could you see the people like fizzling out where you're like, oh shit, there's only like 20 of us.
Yeah, there was a part where I was kind of running by myself and I wasn't even sure if I was still on course. But then one other person kind of, I felt like the last gazelle running after the stampede in The Lion King.
Yeah.
Or the last wildebeest. Like, where the fuck has everyone gone? But I got there. It was grand.
I don't know. I would like to do it, but I've never ran. Like, I've ran, obviously, but like I've never like ran 5K or whatever. So I'll have to try and build it.
Start with 5K. Do 5K on a treadmill.
I'd rather physically run, though. Like, go out and run.
Yeah.
And just try it that way. Because I'd be bollocks.
It's easier to do it than it is on a treadmill. A treadmill's harder. It's more boring.
My trainer said, like, the most important thing is just, like, don't, like, just run and then get out of breath and stop. Like, he said, just, like, slow yourself down and go at the pace you can go and then just gradually build it. Like, he said, just whatever you do, don't stop.
So you're training?
Not yet, but I will.
Ooh, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Yes, Darren Conway, the runner. Darren Conway.
Did you ever see that film, Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Yeah.
With Simon Pegg?
Yeah, brilliant.
That's me.
Out of breath, 2 doors up.
Yeah. 1,500 quid, I wipe my ass with 1,500 quid. Did you get up that over the weekend?
The fucking match.
Just the match?
I had €10 on Troy Parrott to score a hat-trick.
You got 1,500 quid back for that?
I did.
He had 10 what? Quid on Troy Parrott. What made you do that?
Because he scored 2 against Portugal, I thought he'll score 3 against Hungary.
1,500 quid.
Yeah.
Just straight hat-trick, that was the bet.
150-1.
Wow. Jesus, you were possibly the happiest man in Ireland.
I was jumping up and I was in Lloyd's on Amiens Street and I was jumping up and down on the sofa. Fucking delighted.
That's why he told you to get out.
You must be pretty flush these days. You didn't even mention that the first time we talked about it.
Wow, 1500 quid's nothing to him.
I know, that's what I mean.
That's like getting a fucking
small change.
Just one more projector, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Yeah, so I was buzzing on many levels. The fact that I won a bet. But I didn't even realise Troy scored that goal. I did realise he scored, but then I didn't realise for a second that it was a fucking hat-trick and that I had done the bet.
Anytime a goal like that goes in and it's so crucial, I always just think, like, it's offside. It's going to be offside.
Yeah,
it's gonna be. Even the commentators are like, it could be offside here. Just hang on, just wait, just in case. Like, the goal stands!
Fucking insane.
What the fuck, though? What made you put, like, 10 quid on that? Like,
I had 50 quid on Ireland to win as well. They were 3-1. So it was like
fucking cleaning up.
Yeah. Few quid on the weekend, all right.
And it's all gone now.
Yeah, it's all spent. Well spent. Happy Christmas, kids. But why did I do it? It was because I thought he was going to fucking score a hat-trick. That's why I done it. And I think he'll score a hat-trick again. I think he'll score a hat-trick against Czech Republic.
I think he'll definitely score.
Hat-trick.
No, he won't get another hat-trick.
If he needs to, he will. Like, Ireland needed to score the third goal. So if we do concede two, he'll be the one to score three.
Mm.
I think we bang a few in against Czech Republic.
Mm.
The fact that we got off to a bad start in the group stages was because he didn't play. He didn't start.
Mm. Where are you going on Saturday? You asked me to go.
Lugwoods. Lugwood? Like a Santi experience.
Yeah.
Going there.
What's that consist of?
It's a big kind
for
of forest.
Kids. For kids, yeah.
Yeah, it's a forest trail, but they've decorated it and it's like a winter wonderland. I haven't been yet, so I'll let you know more when I go. But it's mostly for kids. They asked you if you wanted to go as well. They asked me to ask you if you wanted to go. And
just
I was
me.
Like, he doesn't have any kids, but I'll ask him. But people go, you don't have to have kids to enjoy Christmas.
No, you don't. And I'm proof of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to have kids to enjoy Christmas. And I'm proof of that. You don't have to.
Isn't it mad that you kind of, that there's an expectation to do all that shit now? When it used to be just going to a shed in a shopping centre in the Oilac and just get sitting on his lap.
I always wondered that this is probably the middle class of me now. Probably the middle class of me. But my ma used to bring me to see Santi and Arnott's.
Yeah, that's middle class. Yeah.
And that's he wouldn't give you a toy. He just got a photo.
What?
Yeah. I was like, why are you fucking doing this to me?
Ah, Jesus.
Like, you go see Santi, you get a toy. That's law. That's, what that's the yeah. law.
It is the law.
And then you go to Arnott's and you just get like a fucking high res photo in a nice fancy little folder thingy. I'm like, what's, I want a fucking toy, like
shit cheap action man.
I want this shitty fucking toy that you can get in Pound World.
At the very least, a colouring book.
At the very least.
Jesus. That's crazy that you didn't get a toy. Are you sure you're just not remembering it correctly?
No, I'm remembering it correctly.
This is a core memory.
The pain is in the eyes.
Yeah, it was torture. Oh, every year.
That's very strange.
Those eat anti. Yeah, but like, why in Arnott's? It's so expensive and you don't get a fucking toy.
I'm going to talk about that.
That's a story I'll tell. I know I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here in 5 years.
That'll be a sad story. Your sob story.
I'll be like, what the fuck is Arnott's? What is he talking about? My ma used to bring me to Arnott's. Arnott's.
There used to be a shopping centre called Switzer's.
Switzer's.
And that's kind of, they started the whole Santi in a shopping centre phase.
Really?
And I think you got a badge or something like that.
We went to see Santi.
When you went to see Santi, they'd give you a fucking badge.
My wife still has that badge. Yeah.
Does she?
I saw Santa at Switzer's, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's a relic.
It is, yeah.
That is iconic.
My ma used to work in a factory, a computer factory in Blanchestown, in one of the industrial estates when I was growing up, like. Fujitsu. Ring any bells? Computer make?
No.
Do you know that make?
Yeah, I recall it.
Fujitsu? Fujifilm?
Fujitsu.
Okay.
It's a computer make, yeah?
I think they did lots of stuff.
It's a computer make, yeah?
Yeah, among other things.
But they used to have a Christmas party and the people that worked there could invite bring their kids, like. And there was a Santi there and he used to get brilliant toys.
Oh, deadly.
Oh, brilliant toys.
What'd you get?
I remember one year I got a farm set.
Ooh.
But it was like, you got like the tractor, the glass house and everything, like. Not like it can look like a fucking... It was a glass house,
like a greenhouse.
Yeah, greenhouse. And I had like loads of little farmer men, loads of animals, and it was a big setup. Like
a chicken.
I still remember that. The chickens and all, yeah.
With pigs.
With piggies and little
cows.
Cows and little pieces of poo as well.
Oh, little pieces of poo.
Yeah, there's like little prop poos, little toy poos.
Did you have little grass? Was there little bits of grass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All little squares of grass.
And fences.
Fences, yeah.
Did you have fences?
And a tractor.
Ah, deadly. That's great, isn't it?
Well, at the time I remember getting that and I was like, this is really good, like.
Easily impressed. Not like fucking Arnott's. You got nothing.
Nothing but the frills of it all.
The pageantry.
Oh, it was some setup in there though. It's a good setup, like.
In Arnott's?
It was back then, yeah.
You know, it's
it
a
looked
good...
like the North Pole in the photo, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that one of them?
Oh yeah.
But then you go to like one in the Oilac and then it's like, sit on my lap there, what you want? Off Santy. I want the PlayStation.
Sure, I went to Lapland. I went in the North Pole. That was a bit shy. Just this, I told you before.
Yeah. That was one of your great moans, the Lapland whinge.
Really was.
I mean, it sounded like you were right.
Yeah. And I just used to be, the idea of Lapland, I remember RTE too, like when you watched it then, they'd always be doing a competition to send you to Lapland to see Santy in the North Pole.
Yeah.
Oh, class. The competition just made it seem amazing.
Oh yeah, when you're a kid, Lapland seemed like just this otherworldly paradise.
I think I talked about it before, but I went to, when I was a kid, some North Pole experience in the RDS.
Oh yeah.
Remember that one?
That feels like a new thing. Like they do it now.
They do it now, but this was like for kids, like, and like everything was just spread white. And it was like, I just remember thinking like, it just doesn't look like snow. Like it just it doesn't look right.
Me.
It doesn't look right. Like, do you know that way?
Yeah.
It's always kangaroo balls.
Oh yeah. It's never like fucking rhino arse.
I actually don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but you used to babysit Troy Parrott, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to babysit Troy Parrott.
Oh, yeah, remember that? Yeah. You told us that before, didn't you? Did you actually?
Give us a bit more on that there.
I remember specifically one day when I was... I can't remember when it was, but I remember we were watching Training Day when he went to sleep. But I remember before that, we were playing Keepy Uppies. We were playing Keepy Uppies in the house, in the flat. And we're Troy, and I remember kicking the ball, and I think we knocked over a lamp and smashed something and got in a lot of trouble for it.
Really?
That's my little anecdote there for you. My little Troy Parrott story.
There's always a link back to you if they're from that area.
It's a big family, really. It's a big family. Everyone knows everyone, so it's exciting. I love listening to the radio when they're all interviewing people from around the area, and you know everybody.
I always said
I'd
like to be from there. Always said I'd like to be from there.
But it's the same in Finglas. Like, if you came from Finglas.
They don't really like me there.
Hang on.
If I scored a hat-trick for Ireland, they tell me to fuck off. Who does he think he is?
How close did you live to him?
Like, in the area, like, this was in the flats.
But how did it come about? Like, why are you babysitting Troy Parrott?
Because I was his uncle.
You're his uncle as well?
No, I'm not his uncle.
Because I'm his uncle.
I just see, I'm very good friends with the family, like.
Yeah?
His family and my family. And me and his uncle would have been best mates growing up and just was always around. Like,
it's not that deep, bro.
Was he good at keeping up? He's at that age?
He fucking knocked over the lamp, didn't he? You stupid bastard.
Oh, and he was two. Is any 2 year old good at keeping up?
But like, yeah, he does.
You say so casual.
No,
just babysitting him. Like, Barry Keoghan hung around with him as well. He's fine. Like,
it's weird to see him on such a pedestal and people talking about him, because I'm so used to, like, I don't know Robbie Keane, so I know what it's like to fucking admire someone from a distance when you don't know them. It's weird when you know them. Do you know what I mean? It's weird when Oliver Callan is interviewing the principal at O'Connell's talking about him. Like, it's just weird. It's weird that Henry McCain is going to the Bridge Tavern and interviewing me, ma. Like, it's just fucking bizarre. It really is bizarre. Surreal. Like, that's iconic. Like, it's not just a little moment. Mm. It's, that's history.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what he did now is historic. And it'll be remembered
forever.
Forever. Forever. And whatever he goes on to do now as well. Like, beating Shelbourne next week.
Yeah.
Banging a few
They're
in against
playing Shells, are they?
Yeah. Is he Alkmaar, yeah.
We're going to play his team next week.
They are going to batter Shells, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we expect
well, no,
that anyway.
I mean, like, you never know. It could be just one of them games that's like
yeah.
Europe
Big,
and...
Yeah. Big change in dynamic, obviously. Because a couple of weeks ago, someone asked him at like a press conference for the Ireland match.
And he supports Rovers, you were
like,
saying?
Yeah, but he's from the area close to Shells. Like, oh, did you grow up going to Talca Park? And he's like, no, support Rovers. And we're like, right, that's... That's definitely going to come up then when we go over there to play him. Like, he's obviously going to be getting stick, and now obviously he has massively complicated that. So I don't think he'd be getting a lot of stick. And there's probably the other worry that what if our centre half breaks him up and he can't play in the playoff?
Oh,
the club would never recover.
He shouldn't play.
He shouldn't play like until March.
I have a question.
Come on.
For what?
For Joe.
Do you want a free ticket for that?
Shut up.
Do you?
No.
Come on,
you're that.
Come on.
Go on.
Would Troy Parrott answer the phone if you called him?
No.
The amount of people you grew up with who won't pick up the phone to you now is fantastic.
Don't listen to him, all right? Because he done this with me with Fontaines.
You didn't grow up with Fontaines, DC.
I didn't grow up with Troy. Troy was younger than me. Troy was like a lot younger than me.
You've over 10 years on him.
Yeah. Yeah. So completely different generation, you know.
It'd be kind of weird like to ring him.
Yeah.
Troy, what's up, man? Do you remember I used to babysit you and we used to play, volley the football in the house? He'd just be like, what?
Who the fuck is this?
He'd know you though.
I'd say, I'm your uncle's mate. I know your uncle. Like, that's kind of what I'd be.
He'd say he's getting a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Say so, yeah.
Thanks very much for listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Yup, the kangaroo balls. What do you think?
And yup, the camel's anus.
Yeah. Yup, all the balls and anuses.
Yum, yum, yum. Nom, 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 nom. That's what
I'd eat ant.
I tell you. I know.
I'd eat the handlebars off a bike.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd eat a CD.
Whole CD?
Whole CD.
Cut the
trend. See that new trend about people putting things up their bums?
Is that a trend, is it?
It's a new TikTok trend. It's like, things me and my partner put up their bums and they're like, I don't do it, but he does or she does. And then it cuts to the person, but they ask them something else to do with objects. And then they're they don't say I should, but they're just like,
I should. Yeah.
They're just like this screen, this flat screen, this chair. Yeah. Amy did it. I'm in it. But I knew it was happening.
Oh, what did you say you put in your bum?
That guitar over there, signed by Ed Sheeran. The camera, the microphone you were talking into. And then I kind of just said like all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just everything.
And
put it in there.
Like a suitcase of a bum.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I can hear a drill again.
Lucky we're heading off.
We are, right. Good boy. And get your tickets for the live show in Vicar Street on February 12th. It's going to be good. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Thursday night. New Friday.
That's what they're saying.
I've said that every time we're
fucking 4 day
telling anyone
week.
About this.
4 day work week will make it happen. Thursday will literally be the new Friday. We'll see you there.
See you there, fellas and ladies and girls and boys and men. What?
Don't know. It's weird.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that? famous like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. It smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odour protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.